just chewing gum for something to do. The blinds are being pulled down on the dew. Inside out of love, what a laugh, I was looking for you. Saxophones started blowing me down. I was buried in sound. Taxi cabs are driving me around to the handshake drugs I bought downtown. To the handshake drugs I bought downtown. They were translating poor.
Drugs I bought downtown. To the handshake drugs I She's some kind of demon that she didn't know. 20 years. That's how long it's been since that album came out. Easy Beat, Dr. Dog, that song, Say Something, and it's beautiful. That whole album is it's very, very powerful, at least for me. And speaking of power, we had Cream, Disraeli Gears album. I have it on vinyl. Probably stole it from my father. That was Strange Brew. And we had a classic, another classic, to be fair. These are kind of all classics to me, at least. But Handshake Drugs by Wilco. For whatever reason, that song has just been stuck in my head this week. And the beginning of it all, Lola, a cover by Boston-based band Ripe, who will be here on Saturday. They're also doing a meet and greet at 3 p.m. at the Higher Ground Shop, which I believe is on like Mansfield Road at 3 p.m. So I might be there. I might not, but I'll probably be at the show. Mattress recycling business aims to prevent landfill overflow. This just in from WCAX. One Burlington business puts trashed mattresses to bed. At Vermont's only landfill, space is precious and dwindling. A trashed mattress takes up 1 metric ton of space in the landfill, the equivalent of a year's worth of one person's garbage. That doesn't sound right, but maybe it is. In 2019, Josh Costa was drowning in mattresses and the hefty price to trash them. Eager to keep his junk removal business afloat, he got creative. I started to take them apart and see what's in them, see what I can divert on my own to see if I can save myself some money, said Costa. That's how Sleep Well Recycling was born. Costa says his team recycles 75 to 100% of mattresses collected through Chittenden Solid Waste District, Champlain Housing Trust, and other local businesses. We break it down into 3 major food groups, he said. Box springs become steel for all metal recycling in Williston. Wood turns into fuel at Burlington's McNeil Generating Station, and a New Jersey company converts foam and toppers to carpet underlay. Costa estimates Sleepwell diverted over 80,000 mattresses from the landfill since 2020. I love this business. I've used it before, and I appreciate them. Give them some support. $35 for a mattress. Here's a new track from Joe.
Ready? Heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Heartbreak. Heartbreak.
Unlock the corners of my little the freedom kind, where I might find another heartbreak, another heartbreak, another heartbreak, another heartbreak. Oh, I feel it or feel nothing at all. You love, 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 love. You can only need someone. You can only another heart.
We'll be right back.
Delicious. Delicious. We had four songs in a row there that came out in the last 2 weeks, and they are all fuego. At least I think so. And does that mean much? I don't know. It does to me. So that was Can You Help Me? Question mark. By The Thing. We took a sharp left turn here. We had Dead Stick, King Gizzard, and the Lizard Wizard. This is where the turn happens. Heartbreak, Tune Yards, you know, softer, beautiful, gorgeous Tune Yards. Oh my goodness. Meryl Garbus, absolutely hitting her stride right now. Her last album was incredible. And now this new single, also incredible. So good. Oh God. All right. We started the set off with Potion by Joe from the album The Crux. And I'm going to say something a little negative, which is rare for me. Sort of. That album is not my favorite by him, but I digress because that song is terrific. So, podcasts. Of course, we're all about the tunes at WRUV, but podcasts can be another terrific tool to calm the mind, pass the time, stimulate the senses, and expand your perspective. With our current screen-driven culture, studies have shown that you may be able to retain more information listening to podcasts when compared to reading a book. And it can even improve your active listening habits. Plus, they're virtually free. The options are ever-expanding, so there's sure to be one or two that fit your vibe. Consider taking a walk with some company and check out the latest interview with your favorite celebrity or that cool Dungeons and Dragons podcast you've heard about. This is a message from your clueful, informed music and podcast listening DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Little bit of weather as my backing track runs out. That'll happen, folks. We're doing it live. This is a chaotic radio hour with me, DJ Red Gold, on the Jam Adjacent. We're doing it live. That's where the energy comes from. Okay. Today is Wednesday. High of 40, low of 35 here in Burlington. A little bit of precip, as they say. Maybe. I am skeptical. Tomorrow looks beautiful. Sunny. High of 48, low of 33. And then into the weekend, some clouds and some more precip, but we're warming up. Highs in the around 60, lows around 40, 50. So I guess we'll take it. I mean, Sunday also looks beautiful. Partly cloudy. High of 48, low of 36. So we'll take it. Spring is here. The mountains are getting snow today, apparently. But I believe Burlington is done getting snow. So some folks will be happy about that. I'm ready for the transition. I'm ready for that left turn, right? With that said, here's The Dip.
looking neat. Take it home and talk to it, give it a name. Tired looking neat. Take it home and talk to it, give it a name. It has one, but it needs a new. It has one, but it needs a new. Give it a new, it could use a few.
Give it a name.
right about that time, people. A fur trapper who was strictly from commercial.
Strictly commercial.
Had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peekaboo.
Started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. I said, with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
With a lead-filled. With a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. He went whap with a lead-filled snowshoe. And he hit him on the nose and he hit him on the fin. And he... That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly...
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion. Rub it. Then, in a fit of anger, I pounced, and I pounced again. Great googly moogly. I jumped up and down the chest of a... I injured the fur trapper. Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. And he stood up, and he looked around, and he said, I can't see.
Yeah.
I can't see. Husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee has blinded me, and I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's going to do about his deflicted eyes. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written, on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, the only way you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra, mile after mile. Trudging across the tundra. Right down to the parish of St. Alfonso.
Frank Zappa. His son, Dweezil, what a name, right? Dweezil Zappa is coming to the Flynn on Friday. I will be there. He's going to play a bunch of songs from that album, or maybe the whole album, apostrophe, I don't know. We had Give It a Name by Dopapod. I'm loving that song right now. Absolutely loving that song. And we had Doing the Thing by The Dip. Saw The Dip at Higher Ground last weekend, and they blew me away. It was the second or third time I've seen them, and it was truly like their new direction, their new love direction, if you will, which is the name of their new album, is splendid. And it is right up Jam Adjacent's alley here, which they used to be more like alternative, they used to be more like crooner, and now straight up like groove, straight up Jam Adjacent. So I love it when that happens. That's it for me. Sorry if the levels have been weird this session. Something's going on here, and it's a head scratcher, but we persevere here in the radio game. Thanks so much for listening. Again, I'm DJ Red Gold. I will be back two more Wednesdays at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. with my show here, The Jam Adjacent. Till then, keep spinning the tunes. And by which I mean keep it tuned right here, WREV.org, 90.1 FM Burlington. This is where it's happening, folks. See ya.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a good morning. You're listening to WRUV-FM Burlington. Kind of having a slow start to the morning. You're listening to Apex Twin in the background right now. I'm starting to anyone who's listening to my show, I don't usually play music in the background when I speak, but I've been listening to a lot of DJs, and I've been really enjoying it. So I started doing that today. It's fun. We'll see how it goes. But yeah. There's no big updates for me. My only big update for you is I have 3 more shows left, which is really sad.